What's up, everyone? I hope all is well today. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. And we got my brother from another mother, my guy, Mr. Multifamily Movement himself, Mr. Julian Gordon. What's good, Julian?
What's good? What's good, brother? Happy to be here, man, for this Black Friday.
Look, man, we had to run this back, Julian, because there were so many people that didn't get a chance to go on the webinar with us when we did it about a month ago. So it was right that we brought it back as a Black Friday special for all the folks who couldn't attend. So look, man, you guys, if you're coming on watching this right now live, type in the chat where exactly you're looking to buy your multifamily in 2022. Julian, myself, we want to help you guys. So type in the chat where exactly you're looking to buy your multifamily. What market you're looking to buy, whether it's New York, Cleveland, Chicago, wherever it's at, type in the chat. We want to know. We want to be able to support you guys. Now, let me tell you guys real quick. My guy, Julian, if you haven't seen him on InvestFest, right? InvestFest we had back in August. It was phenomenal. Shout out to everybody who attended. Julian blew up the stage along with all of our panelists, right? But Julian blew up the stage. It was phenomenal. So it only makes sense that we collaborated in this effort because we both have the same goals, and that's pushing generational wealth through real estate in our community. So that's why we're here today, to help you guys get to 10 doors in 4 years using the 4-3-2-1 method. So without further ado, I'm gonna throw this to Julian, and we're gonna start this off, y'all.
Yeah, so what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the 4-3-2-1 strategy, how to acquire 10 doors in 4 years without huge down payments. That's one of the biggest blockages that people come across when they're thinking about how to scale their real estate portfolio. And so Matt, he mentioned this language 4-3-2-1, and it's the perfect blueprint for how to scale up. And of course, you know, he knows how the money works, and I know how to help people find multifamily real estate deals all over the country. So we decided to collab to make this happen. In fact, before InvestFest, we had already been collabing, and we'd already help many people close on multifamily properties all across the country. And so we just wanted to formalize that and put it together so that there's a stronger pipeline to make sure that more people can close in 2022. And as I was actually thinking about freedom, you know, that's what we're all doing this for time freedom, for financial freedom. My ancestor spirit that I tap into and look for guidance from is Harriet Tubman, right? And, you know, she freed 300 people over the course of a decade by making night trips below the Mason-Dixon line. And I was doing some research, and there was this guy named William Steele who actually financed a lot of the work on the Underground Railroad. So William Steele, he was the one financing the Underground Railroad, and Harriet Tubman was the one doing the freeing. And when I look at Matt and I, you know what? He's the one that's financing people to get to rent and mortgage freedom. And I'm the one out here doing it on the front lines. And so this is just a powerful partnership, and I'm so glad to be here. And we did a great webinar last month, and we're actually looking for 100 more people to actually go through this process with us, because we are going to get 300 people to close in 2022. Straight out the gates, even prior to this, these are some people that we had helped close who were part of the multifamily movement. We got people in South Carolina. We got people in, Baltimore, Connecticut. That was Natalie closed in Connecticut. Sandy, Jasmine, Chintis in Brooklyn. They closed in Cypress Hills, Brooklyn, New York. Daffy closed in Georgia. And so we got people that we've already collaborated on and helped close. And so now we're just closing that pipeline and making it more solid. And so we want to break down the 4-3-2-1 method to show you how we actually do this and how you can get on board. And in 2022, you get your first 4 doors, and then we scale up all the way to your 10 doors. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm founder of the Multifamily Movement. I built a real estate portfolio that's over $5 million with about 38 units all across the country in Oakland, Brooklyn, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge. I lead the multifamily movement, where I'm helping thousands of students get to rent and mortgage freedom through multifamily real estate. In terms of my personal portfolio, this is actually it right here. These are the properties that I actually control. So I'm not just going to talk about these imaginary properties. These are the ones that I control right here and right now. And we want to show you how I did this and how Matt is building his portfolio too. I built this portfolio in 8 years, and I started with the 3-2-1 strategy, and knowing what I would know now, I would have went 4-3-2-1. And so we're going to show you what we would have done differently on our own journeys, but we're happy where we're at in terms of our sizable real estate portfolios. And we're going to lay out that blueprint for you right now. But the reason this is so important to us, our why, the reason that we're doing this is because we're in the midst of a financial revolution. Obviously, EYL is leading that financial financial revolution through the actual literacy. And Matt and I want to turn some of that literacy into actual execution. And so we want to close the gap between the rich and the poor and close that wealth gap. And Matt, the way he languages it is that we're closing the wealth gap one brick at a time, right? One brick at a time. And those bricks are the pieces of real estate. And so we've helped hundreds of people close on multifamily real estate all over the country. In terms of the multifamily movement, our success is about 237 people documented that have closed on about $60 million worth of real estate in just the past 2 years. And so we want to double that in 2022, and we're looking for the right people who are ready to do this work. So on this webinar, we're going to show you the down payments, right? How to avoid 25% down payment so that you can scale your portfolio beyond one property. Deal flow, how to find cash flowing off-market deals near you or in less expensive smaller markets, and the deal analysis, which is how to analyze and structure different types of deals so that you can keep growing. And that's where Matt's expertise is. And so our big promise in this short amount of time is to give you a proven path to acquire 10 doors in 4 years without huge down payments. All right. So at the end of the webinar, what we're going to do is for those who stay, we're going to give you a list of 147 down payment assistance programs. These down payment assistance programs, some of them are $5,000 grants. Some of them, if you take a landlord class, they'll roll your closing costs into the loan. This will just make it easier for you to get into your first property. Typically, down payment programs don't work for your second, third, and fourth property. But those of you who don't have any properties yet, this is going to be a really powerful tool for you. It's organized by state, and we'll send that out. All you have to do is text "get free," all one word, to 844-901-3239. That's 844-901-3239. I'll leave that up there just for a second. Again, you're texting "get free" to 844-901-3239. Do that right now, because that's where we're going to send you your list of down payment assistance programs at the end. All right. So Matt, you want to break down the 4-3-2-1 strategy for them and just lay it out? Because a lot of people think that you start with your single family home first and then you scale up to larger properties. But I know you have a different perspective on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 4-3-2-1 strategy is really like Julian has here on a slide. It's your climb to freedom. You know, the American dream is flawed. Most people think you want to have the big white house, big white picket fence, backyards, barbecues, and bar mitzvahs, which is cool if that's what you want to do with your life, right? But for most of you who are on this webinar, you guys want to build a real estate portfolio. You want to become a landlord. So you don't want to go single family first. That is the wrong way to do it. You always want to go multifamily first, right? It's the countdown to freedom. So if you want to be a landlord and you don't have a lot of capital and you want to follow this strategy, the first thing I'm going to tell you guys, you got to have patience. That's first things first, right? Nothing's going to happen overnight. All right. So the way you do this is you start off with a four family property. Okay. And then you can live in that property for at least 1 year, because that is the FHA and conventional guidelines. Okay. You hold it for a year, you live into it, and then you have three rental incomes that are basically paying for your mortgage and your cash flowing. Now, the next step you have to do in about 12 months, you have to refinance out of that current FHA mortgage if you used it to get 3.5% down, go into a conventional mortgage, and then you go and buy another property, which is going to be your three family, okay? And now you use FHA again. So the key to all of this is you have to refinance out of your first deal, out of that first FHA loan, into a conventional, so you free up your FHA, you can use it again. And you repeat that process until you get to your single family, which is going to give you the freedom that you guys want, right? So your fourplex is going to pay for itself and your cars. Your threeplex potentially could pay for itself, plus your food and your cell phone. Your duplex will pay for itself, plus your single family home, and your single family home is free. So that's the idea. That is the strategy. So many people have, and we all like to call it house hacking. I like to call it 4-3-2-1 because it sounds much better than house hacking, right? But this is a strategy that's been around for years. And if it's executed properly, you will have 10 doors in 4 years.
Yeah. So there's a myth about financial freedom. People think that they need millions and millions of dollars in order to obtain financial freedom. But if you look at Robert Kiyosaki's definition of financial freedom, it's when your passive income is greater than your cost of living, right? So not only through multifamily real estate are you eliminating your housing expense, which is the biggest expense that most people have, but you're also generating passive income. A lot of people have great active income, but they have no passive income whatsoever. And housing isn't going anywhere. It's the number one subscription business model of all time, better than Netflix, better than Amazon Prime, right? And it's gonna be here as long as people live on the face of this earth. And so if you truly wanna be free, you have to generate passive income, and multifamily real estate is the most leveraged asset that the average American can actually buy. And so we want you to change your language from in your American dream from, I just want to own a house, right? To, I want a portfolio, right? Those are two different aspirations. Not, I just want to own a house, because over the course of an adult life, anybody can own a house, right? Anybody can own a house over the course of a lifetime, but we want you to focus on building a portfolio. So erase that idea out of your head that just, I just want to own a home, right? And change your language pattern that we're actually seeking to build a portfolio. And if we build that portfolio the right way, in the way that Matt and I are teaching you, you'll actually be able to get to full freedom, not just rent and mortgage freedom off your first property, but full freedom, meaning that your rental properties are covering all of your basic living expenses. And at that moment in time, you are actually free. So we want to start off with talking about how you get that first property, right? How do you go from paying rent, right, to being paid rent? How do you go from paying rent to being paid rent? And so when Matt and I are talking about multifamily properties, we're not talking about those 60 unit apartment buildings that you see when you drive down the freeway, right? What we're talking about is two family, three family, or four family homes. These are also known as duplexes, triplexes, or fourplexes. There's only 2.6 million of them in the entire United States, and they only make up 18% of the entire rental supply. So we're looking for a very specific, rare asset, okay? Now, what's powerful about two-family, three-family, and family homes is that financing for them is the same process and falls under the same residential guidelines as financing for a single family home, okay? So it's the same bank, same lender, same documents, same interest rate, same 30-year term, right? And most people don't know that. All right. Now, if you buy a three family or four family home in the right way, you have to buy it right. This is one of the keys that Matt and I are going to teach you. You have to buy it right. If you buy it right out the gates, then you can typically achieve rent and mortgage freedom with your first purchase, meaning that from that moment in time, you never have a housing expense for the rest of your life. Once I purchased that three family in Brooklyn, New York, let me scroll back up to it. That three family in Brooklyn, New York, the moment I purchased that, I went from paying expensive rent in Brooklyn to now being paid expensive rent in Brooklyn. And that one single decision alone changed the financial trajectory of my life, right? Even if I didn't decide to be a real estate educator, my real estate portfolio provides way more than enough for me to be financially free. And it all started with this one single decision, okay? And so this is the power of what we're teaching you. Now, when we're talking about buying right, what do we mean? And what is rent and mortgage freedom? Rent and mortgage freedom is a result of buying multifamily real estate, which cash flow that eliminates your housing expense forever. Okay. I'm talking Andre 3000, never, ever, ever, ever. Right now, most people's housing expense, whether it's rent or mortgage, literally takes up about one third of the money that comes into their household. So if a household is bringing in $3,000 a month, $1,000 is going out towards housing. Right now, imagine with one single decision to buy multifamily real estate and follow the 4-3-2-1 strategy, you never had a housing expense for the rest of your life. Imagine what that would do for you. Okay. In chat, let us know what would change for you if you never had a housing expense for the rest of your life. For most people, everything would change. Some of you would quit your job. Some of you would be able to save more. Some of you would be able to invest. Some of you would have less stress. Some of you would be able to sleep better, right? If you never had a housing expense. Just real quick, I want you to imagine just like this, all of the money that you paid toward rent or mortgage was back in your bank account, just like that. How much money have you put out towards rent or mortgage? The reason many of you are missing zeros and commas in your bank account is because of one word, rent or mortgage. If we could literally just get rid of that one single expense for the rest of your life, it would literally change the financial trajectory of your life. In fact, if you were able to save $1,000 a month, every single month, due to not having to pay housing because you bought a multifamily, and you invested that at just 6% annually over the course of 30 years, you would be a millionaire. All of you would have $1,015,590 if you could literally just stop paying rent or mortgage and you could invest that at 6%. So this is the power of what we're teaching you. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is get rich guaranteed over time. Matt said the key word, it is patience. We are showing you a step-by-step strategy to avoid huge down payments and to acquire 10 doors in 4 years. But some of you are so impatient that you're rushing to go do this and go do that and looking for these get rich quick schemes and trying to dump money in this stock and this crypto, and you have no understanding of any of those markets whatsoever. And you get caught up because you're always trying to get in these get rich quick schemes. Multi-level marketing is susus, right? Put in $4 this week, you'll be in the middle next week and you're going to get $4 million. Like, you're always chasing these get rich quick things. Multifamily real estate, right? It's get rich guaranteed system over time. Get rich guaranteed system over time. And that's what we're teaching you. Now, once you have your multifamily portfolio, then that frees you up to take greater risk in other types of asset classes. But the most proven asset class of all time, right, has been real estate. Okay. So we have to retrain our eyes to be able to see real estate in the right way. Many of you are watching shows on HGTV. That's like your pastime now. And we have some news for you. Your first investment property probably won't look like anything that you've seen on HGTV. HGTV is literally leading you astray. Excuse me. When I tell people straight up, like when students are in my class, I tell them you cannot watch HGTV. You can only watch HGTV when you are in my program, because HGTV will literally tell you to do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. And so we have to retrain your eyes to be able to see real estate as an asset and a business, not for the aesthetics and the beauty. HGTV teaches you to look at real estate for the aesthetics and the beauty. We're trying to show you that real estate is an asset and a business, and that changes the lenses through which you look at a deal. Of course, you have to know how to run the numbers. This was my first deal in Brooklyn, New York, okay? And I was fully aware that my first home was not my dream home, okay? But it made my dreams possible, right? This is my kitchen, right? You don't see any granite countertops. Those are Formica countertops. You don't see any stainless steel appliances. The only thing stainless steel is the sink. You got basic cabinets from Lowe's or Home Depot, and they have linen white paint over everything, right? They at least could have put that gentrification gray paint in there. How many of y'all got gentrification gray paint in your apartment or your home right now? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Once your neighborhood goes gray, it's on its way, all right? So my first home was not my dream home, but that's what the American dream tells you to do. But that's how the American dream is literally rocking some of you to sleep, right? Telling you to go after that single family first. So you have to make a decision between HGTV and multifamily investor. Are you looking for granite countertops? Or are you going to be looking for guaranteed cash flow? Are you going to be buying based on emotion? Or are you buying based on economics? Are you looking for a finished basement? Or are you looking to start building wealth? All right. And so Matt can jump in, but Matt, a lot of people think they need a huge amount of money in order to get in the game. And I know, because you know all the financing goes out there, that that's not true.
No, it's definitely not true. And I love how you said, what you said, gentrification, right?
Yeah. You know what it is. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yo, that joint got me. That has me in tears right now. Gentrification, great. Can't be mad at that. But yeah, I love what the slide that you have up here right now, right? The single family HET buyer, they want the granite countertops. They got emotions. They want to keep up with the Joneses, versus the multifamily investors thinking about guaranteed cash flow, economics. They trying to get ahead of the Joneses, not trying to keep up with them, right? The asset, yeah, their dream home. This is the way you got to do it, right? Now, do we want to go into like FHA a little bit more detail about it?
We're going to go into that in just a second. So let me just share my personal story really quickly. So, you know, I bought my first property in Brooklyn, New York, right? And this is my actual W-2 from 2012. I bought that property in 2013. This is my W-2. And Matt would have been the one to look at my file, right? And you can see that I only made $36,000 in 2012. $36,000 in my business in 2012, right? And this was the W-2 that they used to qualify me for a triplex in Brooklyn. So I'm literally living proof that you do not need lots of money to get started in real estate. Because I got started when I wasn't making a lot of money. I got started in New York City, the most expensive market in the world. I got started while I was an entrepreneur, and I got it started within 3 years of economic recession. So some of you are like, how, Sway? Like, how did you do this? How did you buy a triplex in Brooklyn with $36,000 in income? I almost did not get financed. Okay. I was literally probably on the borderline. And will $36,000 work now for you? No, because that property is appreciated by over $400,000 since 2013. So let me break down how this actually worked, right? Get your mind blown emojis ready, because this is literally going to change your life right off the gate. So let's say you were buying this pink single family home in New Orleans, right? That's where I live right now. And you had $40,000 of W-2 income, right? The lender will typically qualify you for about six times your W-2 income, Matt, something around that.
Yeah, something around there. Correct.
Yeah, but there's other factors like your credit consistency, et cetera, right? So correct. $40,000 times six would be $240,000 that you get qualified for based on a $40,000 W-2 income. That's for a single family home. But watch this, y'all. If you were going to buy a multifamily home like this pink fourplex that I control here in New Orleans, the lender will give you credit for 75% of rents that you're going to get once you get the keys, and they will add that to your W-2 income today and qualify you based on that number. So let me break down the math for you. $4,000 a month in rents, let's say $1,000 per unit, it's actually $1,250, right? But it's for easy math, $4,000 times 75% is $3,000, times 12 months is $36,000, right? So take that $36,000, add it to my W-2 income of $40,000, and now the lender is qualifying me based on $76,000 of income instead of just $40,000. So now 76 times six is $456,000 that I can qualify for this mortgage as opposed to $240,000. Literally almost twice as much real estate I'm able to acquire because I bought a multifamily first instead of a single family. And on top of that, it is also easier. Not only is it easier to buy a multifamily than it is to buy a single family, it's actually easier to sustain and maintain a multifamily than it is a single family. Because when you have a multifamily, who's paying your mortgage the entire time? The tenants, right? When you have a single family, who's paying your mortgage the entire time? You. So let's say something happens to you over the course of 30 years. You lose your job, right? You have a physical disability or a mental illness, or you just need to take a break from work. Who's there to help you with your mortgage? Absolutely nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Who's there to help you with the maintenance? Nobody. Okay. So this is why multifamily real estate is so powerful, because it is an asset that you can live in. It's an asset that pays for itself. And it also is an asset that pays for the maintenance of itself, the physical maintenance. When they give you your mortgage amount, they don't talk about all the repairs and maintenance that is in addition to that. They only show you the pity, the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. You think, oh, that number is lower than my rent, so let me go get this single family home. There's a other hidden cost to having a single family home that they don't make you aware of that ends up hitting your pocket every single month. And if some of you are not careful, you will have more money going out of your pockets for owning a single family home than renting the same square footage across the street. And so this is really key if you truly understand it. So Matt, you want to break down why they should buy a multifamily first instead of a single family?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, let's go back to the other slide real quick, because I want to add a little color to that one, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys look at the bottom of the slide, how much of a home would you qualify for with a $40,000 income? It's saying right here by this example, only $240,000. Now with the multifamily home, you can get qualified up to $456,000. Okay. And that's because the power of us being able to use that rental income as a lender to help you qualify. Now the tenant, the house can be unoccupied, right? Just so you guys know, it doesn't have to have tenants in place in order for the lender to use that market rental income, all right? So the appraiser and the lender will always use the market rental income that the appraiser puts on that appraisal report if the house does not have, you know, any current tenants right now. So that's a huge, powerful thing that I don't want that to go over you guys' heads. So some of you might not have understood that part of it. Now, obviously, debt to income ratio is going to be the ultimate end all be all to determine exactly where you're going to get qualified for. So, but depending on how much your monthly debt is, like credit cards, car loans, et cetera, will ultimately determine the final amount that the lender will be able to qualify for you. Right, now let's go to the next slide, Julian, with the down payments, right? So let's break this down a little bit. Why you should buy a multifamily home first. Very important. If you buy a single family home, you put down 3.5% on $100K, that's $3,500, right? Now, when you go to buy your next property, and if you want that to be a multifamily, now you can't say you're moving from a one family home until your duplex, to your duplex, your triplex, or your quad. Right. Because now it doesn't make sense that you're going to leave the American dream to pretty much go live with tenants. Right. So it doesn't make sense. So an underwriter is automatically going to counter offer you from a FHA mortgage, which is only for your primary residence for at least 12 months. And they're going to counter offer you into an investment property loan, which is going to require a minimum of 25% down. As Julian put here, a $300,000 home at 25% down is $75,000. Right.
Now get your mind blown emojis ready. Because watch this, y'all.
Let's go.
If we literally just change the sequence. Like, these are the nuances that most people don't know, okay? If we literally just change the sequence, Matt, give him the game.
So now we change the sequence, right? Now you go with the multifamily first at 3.5% down, 300K. Now you're controlling the asset, right? You're controlling your legacy with only $10,500, okay? Now you go and do the one family house. You don't need to put down 25%, but if you wanted to put down 25% on 100K, it'll be 25,000. But if you do it smart, that one family home now, you'll be able to put down a minimum down payment on that as well, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what me and Julian trying to get through to you guys is that you never want to go. If your goal, let me rephrase this. If your goal is to be a landlord, because you have to have a goal of wanting to be a landlord. This is
to build wealth.
This is all about building wealth, being a landlord, being a manager of a real estate business, right? Being the owner of a real estate business, because that's what multifamily investing is. It's a business, right? Correct. You can do it this way, and this will keep your money in your pocket, and you're using OPM. You're using the bank's money to buy your real estate and fund your wealth.
Yep, 100%. So tell them about FHA.
So FHA program's great program. It's only for primary residences only. I don't care what no one out there in the internet will tell you. Well, you could use FHA and never move in and blah, 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 blah. Guys, do not do that. Do not risk your legacy for one deal. Right? I'm gonna repeat that. Do not risk your legacy for one deal just because you want to not move in. You want to try to commit occupancy fraud. Me and Julian, we don't teach that method. We want you guys to do it the right way because we got too many of our brothers and sisters behind bars as is already, and we don't need our people who are in this financial literacy space doing foolishness and getting themselves locked up, right? So in this example right here, like we said already, $300,000 down, 3.5%. Your down payment is $10,500. Now let's talk about closing costs. Closing costs is also something you guys want to pay attention to. Closing costs, depending on the market, could be anywhere from another 3 to 5%. We like to use the high end number at a 5%. Great thing with FHA, they will allow the seller to pay all of your closing costs up to 6% of that sales price. That is another home run with an FHA mortgage. You can get what's called the seller's concession to kind of take care of that. FHA will allow you to buy a multifamily property with as little as a 580 credit score, right? Conventional loans require at least a 620 credit score. But I would recommend if anyone's going to buy a multifamily, make sure you have at least a 640 credit score, especially if you're going FHA, because then you're going to get a better interest rate. Even if versus going with the lower score, then you'll have a much higher interest rate. So we want you guys to be able to cash flow also. So the lower the interest rate, the more opportunity you're going to have to cash flow. So I know some of you guys like probably got excited, like, wait, you can go down to 580, 600 credit scores. Yes, but your interest rate might not be pretty. You might be paying for it. All right. Yeah. You want to 100% add to this?
Yeah, no, but this is actual duplex that I control here in New Orleans. And I just want to show the exact numbers on how this ATM machine pays me every single month. So $300,000 down 3.5%, right? Initially, $10,500 in. The rents are $3,200. And I'll show you rents from December. That's a rent check right there from that particular space. The mortgage is $1,259. The taxes insurance are $335. The CapEx repairs are from vacancy rate, $515. Most investors will not talk about this to you, especially for those of you investing in real estate funds. They will not talk to you about CapEx, repair reserve, and vacancy rate. This is money that we set aside from rents every single month in a separate account to make sure that we can reinvest into the structural integrity of the property so that it actually lasts 30, 40, 50, 60 years. All right. So if somebody's giving you a cash on cash return without accounting for these three things, then do not accept that, and they're trying to play you, okay? And so we're giving you the real numbers. So this property cash flows $1,090 every single month like clockwork, and it's gonna do so for the rest of my life. So just imagine what that would pay for you. For some of you, that's gonna pay for your cell phone bill, your grocery bill, and your kids' daycare, right? Some of you, that's gonna pay for your car note, your student loans, and your manicures and pedicures, right? So this is what cash flow is supposed to do. Cash flowing assets are supposed to cover your monthly expenses, okay? So just think about this really quickly. What other business can you buy for $300,000 with only $10,500 down, get financed for the other $289,000 in 30 to 45 days by simply emailing some documents to your lender, Have that business immediately cash flow in 30 days, succeed with minimal time, effort, or experience. What other business on the face of the earth operates in this way? I'm gonna check this out.
Yo, you put the music up. Only Julian Gordon, y'all.
There are none, y'all. There are none. Rest in peace to Alex Trebek, right? There are none, y'all. There are no other businesses that operate like this. This is why this has to be the first business in your family's name, because it's the easiest business for you to get into. So let us show you the play that we want you to run straight out the gate. So many of you are renting. We know some of you own single family homes already. And if you own a single family home, you are not stuck, okay? We have what we call the 625 strategy for single family buyers. 625 is there's six ways to reverse yourself out of that situation. Okay. Only two of them require you to sell. And there's five ways to use FHA twice. Okay. Yes. Yeah. You heard us. And we're going to talk about some of those in just a second. Okay. But let's say most of you are renting and you're renting in a four unit. And now you want to be the landlord. You're paying your landlord $1,000 a month. They take that $4,000, right? They go pay their mortgage of $2,000 to the bank. They pocket the other $2,000 and they're using that for their lifestyle or for their single family home. Now you want to buy a multifamily like I did in Brooklyn. Okay. Now you've got a fourplex and you have rents coming from the fourth floor, third floor, and second floor. That's $3,000 down to you who's living on the first floor for free, 100% free. Okay. But guess what? It's not just $3,000 in your pocket, because guess what? You're no longer paying rent anymore. So that's $4,000 in your pocket. So you take that $4,000, right? You pay your mortgage of $2,000 to the bank, and now you're living for free and you have $2,000 in your pocket. You went from paying $1,000 negative every single month to rent to now have $2,000 in your pocket, having no housing expense and controlling an asset, okay? As Matt said, FHA requires you to live there for 12 months. And many of you are going to say, I got my first property, Matt and Julian. I'm ready to go get my single family home, my dream home now, my white picket fence with my husband or my wife and my son and my daughter and my dog named Lassie. Some of you, the American Dream so programmed that you still want that no matter what, right? Even if we're like, no, don't do that. It's just the programming is so real, okay? So yeah, you could go do that. And now you would be living in your single family. You'd have $4,000 coming from this property, plus $1,000 of no longer paying rent. So that's $5,000. You pay $2,000 for each mortgage. And now you have two properties, your four family, your single family, plus you have $1,000 in your pocket. This could be the play that you run, okay? But with the 4-3-2-1 strategy, we don't want you to go buy that single family right out the gates, okay? Because we have ways that you can use FHA twice. So now let's jump into how you get that second property. When you feel like you've already put your money, your down payment money down, and you don't think you can save up 25% for that next property, let's break it down for them. So Matt, you wanna blow their mind really quickly?
Yeah. So can I use FHA twice? That's houseway. Yeah, I get that question all the time. So let's break down how you can use FHA twice. You got the slide for that one?
Yeah, so we're not going to buy the single family. Now we're going to go to the triplex. Then we're going to go to the duplex. Then we're going to go to the single family. Go ahead.
Exactly. So you can use FHA by the 4-3-2-1 strategy, right? That's number one. But you're also going to use it with the 100-mile rule, right? Yep. So if you're using FHA, let's just say you do have your single family in New York, but you're relocating to, Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can, in that FHA single family is in New York. Now you can move to Chicago because it's over 100 miles, right? So the 100-mile rule comes in place, and then you'll be able to use your FHA again. But the easiest way to do it, because a lot of you guys ain't going to move 100 miles away from your job and your family and things of that nature. But the easy way to do it is to buy your house with the multifamily first. And if you are going to buy your single family, I would prefer you use conventional versus FHA. So that way you still have that FHA freed up, right? Yeah. So here we go. Here we go, Sly. You want to read the rule book?
Yeah. So according to the FHA loan rule book, to prevent circumvention of the restrictions on FHA insured mortgages to investors, FHA generally will not insure more than one mortgage for any borrowed transaction with an existing FHA mortgage is paid off and another FHA mortgage is acquired are acceptable. Any person or individual or jointly owning a home covered by a mortgage insured by FHA in which the ownership is maintained may not purchase another principal residence with FHA mortgage insurance except under situations described below. And they are, boom, Matt. Take them through it.
Boom, boom, boom. So we got relocation, the 100-mile rule, which we just said. You got the increase in family size, right? And this is what a lot of people try to get over on, right? So if you're having more kids, you're housing your in-laws, other family members, FHA will allow you to upgrade, right, and buy a bigger home using FHA again within the 100 miles, only if you can prove what we just mentioned right there. Your family size is increasing, all right? Vacating a joint-owned property, i.e. you're getting divorced, you have some roommates or whatever the case may be, and you're moving on, right? But most common is really divorce, right? If you have an FHA on your marital residence, you're getting divorced, you can show the divorce decrees and you're moving to another property, then FHA will allow you to do it again. Non-occupying co-borrowers, right? You're buying a home for your parents, right? You're buying the homes from an elder, someone other than yourself, then you'll be able to go on as a non-occupant co-borrower, co-signer for someone else's loan. But, you know, obviously that wouldn't be your house, but you'll be able to co-sign for someone else. So these are the ways that you can use the FHA loan twice.
And the fifth way, as Matt already mentioned, some of you might have caught it, is to refinance out of the FHA loan into conventional. And then that sets you up to be able to use it again after you fulfilled the 1-year living requirement. Okay.
I want to stay on that real quick, right? Because I think that's very important, is the refinance, right? Because the refinance is the exit strategy. So you got to make sure you're buying right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to say that again, buying right is the most important part of this entire equation when it comes to the 4-3-2-1 strategy. If you don't buy right, then you won't have enough equity to refinance out of that FHA loan and go into a conventional loan. All right. So exit strategy is the most important thing if you're trying to do the 4-3-2-1 strategy.
100%. So FHA rules, FHA will not insure. I think we read that. So the property must be owner occupied for 1 year. We just want to emphasize that the property must be owner occupied for 1 year. You have 60 days to move in, right? Is the clock start, Matt, is the clock start once you move in or once you close?
Once you close.
Okay, gotcha.
Once you close, I mean, you technically have 60 days to move in, but the clock is really starting is your closing date, right? Your settlement date. That's your funding date, right? So if you fund this Black Friday, that's day one, Black Friday.
Yep. So some of y'all are so resistant. Oh, Julian, I can't live in a multifamily. You know, that's just not for me. Like, look, y'all, you can make a 10-month sacrifice. You can make a 10-month sacrifice. In Brooklyn, guess who moved next door to me, right? It was an Asian family, plural. Two Asian families moved into the same size unit that I was in, stacked up in there. Okay. Uh-huh. After a year and a half, the other Asian family in there bought another multifamily down the street. Like, other people are willing to make these sacrifices. And you talking about all my kids have to have their own bedroom. No, they don't. You better get some bunk beds because you're trying to create regenerational wealth for them. You trying to create regenerational wealth. You 10 months, you can't hunker down for 10 months to make it happen. So some of y'all are so bougie that you'll never be free. Some of y'all are so bougie that you will never be free because you're not willing to make the sacrifices necessary to do what you have to do for your last name. You want what you want now, and we're trying to set you up for the future, right? So this is really key. Now, when you're having conversation with your lender around FHA loans, there's one word that you should never, ever use. Matt.
Never, ever, when you're talking to your lender, never use the word that I'm buying an investment property and you're trying to use an FHA loan. That is the incorrect language. You cannot use this word investment. You're automatically, in the banker's eyes, you're trying to commit fraud, right?
Yeah.
And they're not going to want to work with you. And they're going to give you a hard time because they don't know who you are, right? So although this is eventually going to be an investment property for you in your future, always say this will be my primary residence. I'm going to occupy for at least 12 months in this multifamily. So that way you do not have any red flags attached to your name.
So we have another way for you to use FHA twice. Okay. And this is going to go against the American dream. Again, American dream says, go get a single family home. We're saying, don't do that. Go get a multifamily home. The American dream also says, you got married, you need to buy a home together. Mm-hmm. And that is the stupidest thing that you can do as a couple to start off your financial foundation. Why? Because there's a better way to do it. If you actually go get married and buy a home together, guess what? You've now both tied yourself to a $400,000 loan just because you wanted to have the feeling of being on a mortgage together and being on a deed together. Now you're both tied to that loan when one of you could qualify for that loan by yourself, which then would have freed the other person up to go qualify for a loan by themselves. So now you're both tied to a $400,000 loan when you could have got two $400,000 loans and actually gotten two properties. So we do not want you to follow the principles of the American dream. 78% of Americans live in paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. So that means that this land of the free, the American dream, is not working for people of all different cultures and races, not just Black folks. So stop doing what everybody else is doing, right? Don't let Hallmark and marriage, these ideas of wedding, don't let that be part of the game. When you look at Game of Thrones and cultures in the back, it was two families coming together. And what did they bring together? Mm-hmm. Top big mm-hmm. word on Matt's shirt, assets. Mm-hmm. There were two families bringing assets together. You want to go $30,000 in debt for a Cinderella wedding. That is not the financial foundation that you need to start your family on. How about you go acquire two assets together, two multifamily assets, and bring them together as you come together through marriage, right? So we say scratch that. Each spouse, while dating, goes and gets a multifamily first. Yeah, you could still be sleeping at your partner's house even though you control this one over here. And they're not checking in and saying, hey, are you sleeping here? You can own that property and be still sleeping with your partner in their multifamily until you fulfilled the 1-year requirement, right? And so now, then you go get married and you're bringing two assets together and you go get the single family home, or you actually keep running the play. If you really bout it, y'all both gonna run that play over and over and over again. But you just have to be mindful in terms of how property is seen in your state, whether it's a communal property state. And you have to be mindful about how to run your taxes so that you might want to keep your taxes separate so that you can actually continue to buy and execute the 4-3-3-2-1 strategy separately. So now you're bringing together 20 doors in 4 years as opposed to just 10.
No, Matt, that's a fact. Look, I need everybody in the chat right now to put DAC, divide and conquer, right? DAC in the chat right now, especially if you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, you're engaged. DAC, you need to get a shirt that says divide and conquer. Because if we came on here saying we can get you 10 doors in 4 years, if you guys DAC, it could be 20 doors in 4 years, right? Don't be fooled by Hallmark. Walmart, any of these holiday cards, get everything that they're talking about right now, y'all. We need to build wealth in our community. We ain't got to. We can do all that nice, pretty, fuzzy, pink stuff later, right? Right now, this is all about building wealth and generational wealth. And if you guys are like-minded soulmates and you know you want to spend the rest of your lives together, you got, like Julian said, this is like Game of Thrones, baby. You got to bring your assets to the kingdom. And if both of you are able to qualify, now this only works if both parties are financially stable as individuals. And that's that look, and that's going to tell you maybe if that person ain't financially stable, maybe you shouldn't be marrying them. You know what I'm saying? That's a gem from MG, right? If they're not financially stable, maybe you shouldn't be trying to marry them. But if they are financially stable and they're able to qualify on their own and you're able to qualify year one, that's 8 doors in your portfolio. Now imagine how much faster can you get to the real dream house that you really want, not the one you settled for, right? Because most people are buying houses on today's income, not future income. You can't buy a house on your dream house on future income. But if you build this up the right way and divide and conquer, look, man, it's only the proof is in the pudding. You're going to win.
100%. This is Alan. He closed on a property in the middle of the pandemic. And he said, Julian, I want to thank you for the great service you provide. I learned a great deal from your detailed instruction of the past 3 months during the pandemic. Recently closed on a multifamily in Baltimore on 61720. The property cash flows is in an appreciating market with built-in equity. He bought right. I would not have had the confidence to handle the deal like such a boss with the expert knowledge provided in your course. I felt like I had the answers to the test every step along the way. Thanks again, brother, for the gateway to freedom and generational wealth. I will certainly pay it forward. Best regards. Now, look what Alan did. He used his VA loan. He closed on this property in Baltimore. He got engaged to his significant other 2 months later on the third floor of that property. Okay. Didn't go pay for no event space or anything like that. Third floor of that property, of the asset, got married 2 months later. Then they gave birth to a love child 2 months after that. And what did he say? He said, key rings before wedding rings.
Key rings before wedding rings. I like that.
That's a bar.
Key rings before wedding rings. Let's put that in the chat too.
Key rings put that in the chat. Wedding rings. like this is, he played it right. He played it right. Okay. So you got to know that there's a sequence to success. Just like the sequence, you buy multifamily first, then single family, or then three, then two and one. This is a sequence. There are sequences to success. And if you just follow the blueprint, you will become successful. Okay. So now you got two properties now. How do you get the third? All right. The third is where it can get a little bit more challenging. You can just continue to run the FHA play, living in a year, go down to the next size, go down to the next size until we get down to your single family. But there are also other ways to get that third property, right? Some of you have invested in stocks. You listen to Ian, you listen to Wall Street Trapper. You're in their programs or whatnot, and you're getting in the stock market. And the reality is that some of you own Amazon stock and have never been to Seattle. Some of you own Nike stock and never been to Oregon. Okay. And so what does this mean? You own assets, but you've never been to where that asset is or where it comes from. So your money does not have to work in the same city as you do. Your money does not have to work in the same city as you do. Some of you want to be landlord. You want to be drive by your property and check it out. You know, the closer you live to your properties, the more your tenants will call you. The further you live from your property, the less your tenants will call you. Okay. Wow. And to be truly passive, you actually do want to have enough cash flow on the property to have a property manager anyway. Okay. So your money does not have to work in the same city as you do. So people ask Matt and I all the time, what markets are popping, et cetera. And we share our networks of real estate agents and things of that nature with folks. But the answer is not a city. The answer is not one city. The answer that we give is as follows. The best places to invest in is first, you try to invest where you currently live. I was living in Brooklyn, so I bought in Brooklyn. Then you invest where you're from. I'm from Oakland, so I bought in Oakland. Then you invest where you want to be a contribution. I wanted to be a contribution in New Orleans, so I started expanding my portfolio in New Orleans. And then the fourth way that you invest is where you can make the most money. And I've never invested in that way, but this is the sequence that you want to look to invest. Now, I know some of you live in some very expensive markets like New York, like California. So you might have to go to step two or step three or even step four in order to find a deal. Okay. But this is how we think about real estate investing. It's not necessarily a particular city, right? If there's a city, if a list comes out of these are the best places to invest, guess what? It's too late. If a list says these are the top 50 cities to invest in, too late. You already missed it.
You already missed it.
Okay.
The numbers are already there, right? You're done.
That's how they got to the top of the article. Right? So we talking about buying right. You've heard us say this over and over. We do not want you to get off this webinar and just be like, okay, I'm going to Trulia and Zillow and I'm buying something tomorrow. No, please do not do that. Okay. You have to buy right. And this is a science. This is a science to do this, okay? So let me break down an example of what it means to buy right. There's three criteria to buying right. Buying right means that one, there's equity in the deal and that you're up right out the gate. So let's say you bought a property or you locked in a contract at $400,000 and the appraisal comes in at $430,000, you have bought right, okay? Because you have $30,000 in equity right out the gates. Then the property has to at least have a 12% cash on cash return. Rule of 72, 72 divided by 12 means that your money's doubling every 6 years in that property. And then finally, step three is that it has to have a definite appreciation potential based on the 33 signs of gentrification that I've identified. And y'all know what some of those signs of gentrification are. You know, Becky running through what used to be known as the hood and her Lululemon with her AirPods in at 9 p.m. feeling real comfortable, right? Super, y'all know what the sign is. Yeah, super comfortable. Like she belonged there, right? Coffee shops, dumpsters, bike lanes, yoga studios, Whole Foods, Starbucks. You know what some of those signs of gentrification are. We've identified Dog parks, right? Yeah. So we've identified all 33, and you want to buy in a neighborhood that has 10 to 15 signs of gentrification and is moving towards 33. You do not want to buy in a neighborhood that has all 33. It's too late. You're buying at the peak. Okay, so you have to buy on the fringes. I bought in Bed-Stuy. You know what Bed-Stuy was called when I bought there? It was called Do or Die Bed-Stuy. I bought in a neighborhood called Do or Die. Yep. And guess what? That property has been appreciating like crazy ever since I bought it. So you want to know where the fringes are and where the neighborhoods are about to turn. And so buying right, this is a real life example. This is the property that I bought in Oakland in November 2017, $480,000, a duplex. It immediately appraised before I closed for $505,000. So I'm up $25,000 right out the gates. It cash flows at least 12%. And 27 months later, because I bought right and I knew what was happening in that neighborhood, guess what? It's worth $710,000. I'm up $230,000 in 27 months with no major repairs. This is better than crypto, okay? When you know how to buy right, okay? So this is the power of knowing what you're doing. And I got some news for you all. I've never set foot in this property. I have never set foot in this property. I knew the neighborhood and I knew the numbers. And I had an agent on the ground who I trusted who could execute for me. And I've never set foot in this property. And you can see the big win that I've gotten from it. So you have to know this game so that you can play at this level. You don't have to be confined by just where you live and where you can drive to. You, the whole country is open to you when you know what you were doing in order to find deals, okay? Now, when we're looking for deals, this is different than buying a single family home, y'all. When you're buying a single family home, we're looking at how much we get approved for. Matt gave me $500. How much is the home? $480. Do we like it? Yes or no? Okay. Yeah. Those are the three factors when buying a single family home. When you're buying a multifamily home, there's 23 numbers that you have to know to evaluate a multifamily home. Okay. If you miss one single number, you can literally step into a bad deal because you didn't verify one single number. So this is the Purchaser Pass Deal Analyzer. It's a financial model that I developed that I use to evaluate every single deal that I do. I know where to get these 23 numbers. I know how they actually impact the deal. I plug them in, and within 10 minutes, I'm able to evaluate a deal and make a decision, okay? The only thing that beats a cash offer in this market is a fast offer. The only thing that beats a cash offer is a fast offer. And so you have to know how to move more confidently, right? This is why I'm able to get deals, because my offer is in. I'm not indecisive. I'm not hesitating, okay? So I run the numbers quickly, right? 10 minutes. I text my agent. Here's the price that I'm willing to pay. And I have my dot loop document sent to me via email. I sign electronically. My offer is in. You over here on Trulli and Zillow, bookmarking stuff and heart and stuff. Talk about, I'm going to come back to this on the weekend. My offer is in before you left for the corporate plantation the next day. And so when you come back on the weekend, what are the two words under the listing? Pending, under contract. And you still flipping through the photos, talking about, looking at this open concept. I really like this house. Stop imagining yourself in my master bedroom. You didn't get the contract, so it's not yours. So stop envisioning yourself in my master bedroom. You weren't moving quick enough. And you want to blame investors. You want to blame everybody else for why you're not getting the deals. How about you look in the mirror and say, I didn't know how to play the game. And I got beat out by people who did. And so if I want to win in this game, I have to learn how to play the game. Stop blaming external factors for why you're not winning. You have something to say, man?
Success loves speed, brother. Success loves speed. And when you have this formula, this calculator that can calculate all the numbers for you once you plug them in, like you said, your offer is in. The only thing that beats a cash offer is a fast offer.
Boom.
So
that's it.
You know, this is that's what we're giving you guys.
This is what we're giving you guys. So people also ask Matt and I, what websites do we go to find real estate deals? And we laugh at that. Laugh at that question, right? Because we don't go to Trulli, Zillow, or Redfin. Okay? That's where multifamily real estate deals go to die. This is why you see multifamily listed 150 days. Because that deal went there to die. You look at the research, mass marketed listings regularly command a 30% premium to off-market deals. So why would I want to pay 30% premium on a piece of real estate that costs $300,000 to $400,000? I don't. And so what do we mean by off-market deals? These are also called pocket deals by real estate agents. These are deals that never hit Trulia, Zillow, or Redfin. In fact, my last 8 deals, they've never seen one of those websites. I got it through a relationship. How do you have the hookup at the store? At the Nike store, at Lowe, how do you have the hookup? You get the hookup through a relationship, through networking. And so my real estate Rolodex in New Orleans is about 66 people, contractors, wholesalers, lenders, right? And multiple real estate agents, that's a key. We do not just rely on one real estate agent in a market. Why am I gonna limit myself to one set of eyes? Never. See, many of you are handing over the biggest financial decision of your life to a real estate agent who does not have the wealth that you desire. Many of you are handing over the biggest financial decision of your life to a real estate agent who does not have the wealth that you desire. We don't play that game. We have multiple people looking for deals for us. Why would a contractor send me the deal? Because if I get the deal, then guess who's going to work on that home? That contractor. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. All right. So you have to learn how to find off-market deals. You have to know the right people to build relationships with. We have off-market deals coming to us via Instagram, Facebook, text message, email, Every single day we have off-market deals coming to us. And this is why we are able to buy properties at a discount. In fact, we don't buy anything at fair market value. Never. We don't buy anything at fair market value. We only get off-market deals. And so this is one of my students, Gabrielle said, Ronique, congratulations. Did you find this deal on Zillow? He said, no, I found it through a real estate financial broker who knew a wholesaler. You see, it's relationships. He got this property for $25,000. Is putting $45,000 into it. It's going to be worth $175,000. He's literally about to step into $100,000 in equity because of an off-market deal. Okay. Now, do off-market deals take a little bit work? More work? Do building relationships with people take a little bit more work? Yeah. But if it's going to make you $100,000 on a deal, then it's actually worth it. And so you have to learn how to build relationships. Real estate is a contact sport. You got to be in contact with people and properties. All right. So we are finally there, y'all. You've got your four doors, you got your three doors, you got your duplex. Now you can get your dream home. Okay. Now you can get your dream home. Now, is it going to look like this? I don't know if it's going to look like this, right? But now you can get your dream home. And this is the power of the plan that we're teaching you, because this dream home, when bought right, if you bought the other deals right, then they should actually pay for this dream home and themselves, okay? So again, we do not rely on a real estate agent. Real estate agents are not enough. You need a real estate advisor to guide you through this process. Most real estate agents are the business of selling single family homes to American dreamers, okay? They don't understand how to do multifamily real estate deals. You have to understand the difference between a real estate deal and a real estate listing, okay? Real estate agents will send you real estate listings. They say, oh, this is a real estate deal. How do you know it's a deal? Most real estate agents do not know how to calculate cash on cash return, which is the most important number when it comes to multifamily real estate investing. You want to know why? Because cash on cash return is not on the real estate exam. Okay. Cash on cash return, the most important number in real estate investing, is not on the real estate exam. Okay. So your first property goal is as big as possible. Interest rates are extremely low right now, historically all-time low. You're able to borrow money at 3%. Okay. This is the most leverage you're ever going to get. And you get rid of your rent payment forever. Then you use FHA or a FHA 203K loan, and you use one of the five FHA rules. You force appreciation and you still live for free in the triplex. Then you find a deal in a smaller, less expensive market where 25% down may make sense, and you look off market. And then you get your single family home for free using the cash flow from your rentals. All right. Now, there are 9 ways to keep scaling your portfolio. 401k to self-directed IRA, cash out refinances on existing equity, asset-based lending, the BRRRR strategy, seller financing, joint ventures and partnerships with family and friends, Reg CF crowdfunding, Reg D crowdfunding, Reg D and Reg A crowdfunding. So these are your options to continue to scale beyond just the four doors, but we have four properties, but ultimately we are laying out the blueprint for you to close on four properties over the next 4 years and acquire 10 doors. So listen, if you would have played the long-term game a long time ago, you would be a lot further along today. Okay. So stop chasing get rich quick schemes. Multifamily real estate is a get rich guaranteed system over time. And we want to be able to guide you through that process. All right. So what we want to do is we want to invite you to be part of a program that we created called the 4321 strategy, right? And by the end of this program, you'll be able to finance, find, and finalize multifamily real estate deals and literally start living for free. In fact, you should start living for free with that purchase. And then by the time you get to that 10th door, you should be very close to achieving full financial freedom. And as I shared before, Matt and I have been able to help other people do this all over the country. We got Novocaine in South Carolina. We got Natalie in Connecticut. We got Chintis in Brooklyn, New York, and Cypress Hills. We got Daffy in Georgia. We got Brene, who closed in Orlando, Florida. We have Afia, who closed in, I think she also did Connecticut. We got Linda, who closed in Newark, New Jersey, right? And so these are some of the people who we've helped. And right now we're looking for just 100 more people to go through us on this journey in 2022 to actually close on their first or second right? If you already have one, okay, we want to help you get to that next one without a huge down payment, right? And we want to guide you through that process. And so there are a couple of hurdles that people deal with when trying to build their portfolio. The first is the money. How can I afford it, right? The market, how do I buy right? And then the mindset, how do I scale? And so we created a way to overcome every one of those obstacles. How to finance a deal, okay? So I'm going to start off with how to finance a deal. So Matt's going to talk a little bit more about Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1, which is going to be how to finance the deal. Matt, you there?
So the Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1 is what I like to call the encyclopedia for home buying, right? And this, I'm teaching you everything A to Z of the home buying process, right? How to get your lender file prepared, to interviewing loan officers, to interviewing banks, you know, the pre-approval process. I'm breaking down the three most popular loans that's out there, FHA, VA, conventional. I have an interview with a realtor. We're talking about the home buying when you're out there with a realtor, how to make the best offers, things of that nature. We have an interview with a home inspector, an attorney who's talking about the purchase contract. We're also talking about the title report, investing your title, which is extremely important, especially for those of you who are buying as couples and things of that nature. So, or with partners, you know, that's very important. So we go, we go through the underwriting process, loan commitments, how to find the best interest rates, should you pay points? I mean, the whole nine yards, the underwriting process, the loan commitment, I break down closing costs, the loan estimate, what websites you should be watching for interest rates to get market data. We also have an asset protection segment where we're speaking to a CPA, life insurance agent, and an estate planning attorney on how to protect your assets as you continue to scale your business. So the Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1 is a total of 15 hours of pre-recorded content. Plus, we have two calls a month live with me. We call it our Break Bread Sessions, where I'm sitting here with all of our community answering questions for 2 to 3 hours every time we get on a call, right? So not only do you get the 15 hours, but you also still get two calls a month with me and the rest of the community. And we're just talking real estate for 2 to 3 hours, man. So the Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1 right now is $1,000, but we're going to put it together as part of a package.
Yeah. So look, this is the key, y'all. Look, Sandrika, she said a couple lenders tried the okie doke on me, specifically with leaving out prepaid costs, offering more money and lower rate, but double all other fees, right? There's predatory lenders that are still out there. You think it was just 2007, 2008, 2009? No, there are literally still predatory lenders out there. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get in bed with a predatory lender and be locked in for 30 years. Yeah. So Matt has financed many of our students in the state that he finances in. And then we have partners in all the other states to make sure that you are going to get the best terms and rates. You won't have to guess if this lender is trying to get over on you. You will know that these lenders have been vetted by us, right? And are actually going to give you the best terms, right? Absolutely. Now, how to find the deal is the next thing. And that's where the multifamily master plan comes in. This is where I'm going to show you how to use the 23 number to analyze real estate deals anywhere and make sure that you buy right. I'm going to show you how to build your real estate Rolodex of agents, lenders, and contracts to find those off-market deals. I'm going to show you how to identify the 33 signs of gentrification so that your homes have the maximum appreciation potential. So real quick, when you look at the modules in the multifamily master plan, you're going to learn how to finance the deal, find it, finalize it, fix it, and fill it. So this goes beyond just you getting the keys. I want to make sure that you make that asset operate at the highest level possible. So if you're actually ready to join the 4321 strategy program, you can go to get4321.com. That's get4321.com. If somebody could type that in the chat for us, that's get4321.com. Now, Matt and I, we are not in the business of selling information. Okay. This information is scattered all over the internet, blog posts, podcasts, et cetera. Some of the people are personal development junkies and all they have is information and no execution. So right. The reason he's doing two calls a month and the reason I do four calls a month, that's six calls, accountability calls, not just calls, right? Accountability calls every single month so that you are on track. Okay. And so the way the multifamily master plan is set up, right, is every week you're going to have a brand new challenge to move on, a brand new challenge. So we have our financial house cleaning challenge. Then you have your lender shopping challenge. Then you have your pre-approval challenge, your real estate agent challenge, your new neighborhood, your neighborhood knowledge challenge, number one, your deal a day challenge. Then you have your real estate team building challenge. And then you do the new neighborhood challenge and the deal a day challenge over and over and over again until you close on your property. Okay. And so you're going to have to literally get up from your computer and actually go do something, okay? And go interact with the world. This is not some sit behind the computer. You do not find off-market deals just sitting at your computer watching Matt and I on videos. That is not how you find it. You learn, right, from us, and then you actually go execute. And this is how we design our programs. How many of you have a book on your bookshelf that you intended to read to change your life, but you haven't even cracked it open? Mm. Okay. How many of you had a body goal? You wanted to lose your gut 12 months ago, you wanted to lose your gut, but you still got your gut. Okay.
Damn, I think I fall in that category.
Hey. You ain't got a lot to kick it, but peep game. Listen, there's all kinds of free healthy recipes on Google, and there's all kinds of free workouts on YouTube. So do you realize it's not just information that gets you to the transformation? It is the structure and the accountability that makes sure that you implement the information. And that's what makes the 4321 strategy program different, is that you're getting 2 hours, you're getting, actually Matt's sessions are anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours. So you're getting two sessions with him a month plus four sessions with me. If you were to pay for us one-on-one coaching, that would literally put you in the 5,000s plus, right? A month. Easy. Absolutely. Okay. And we have something that costs a fraction of that, right, in order to connect with us. So let me just show you the back end of the Multifamily Master Plan. This is the program on the back end. This is streamlined. Okay. There's no fat in this program. Every single module in here is either going to make you money or save you money. Okay. It's going to make you money or save you money. So every week you're going to get your mindset modules first, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you're going to get your movement modules, where this is where you actually go take action. Okay. So this is the layout of the program. We have our weekly deal room calls where you'll get to be coached by me on those calls. You have to publicly state to the family, right, what you did in the past 7 days to move forward on your goals. It's not the kind of program where you can just hide in the back and nobody knows you. No, we call it positive peer pressure, right? Again, this is why we have so many results. It's because of structure and accountability. You're not paying us for the information. You're paying us for the structure and the accountability to make sure that you succeed. Because Matt and I don't fulfill our purpose of 300 if we just have 3,000 students with no closers, right? The reason we have 237 closers is because of this structure and this accountability. I'm going to say it to you like this, y'all. There is no other pair of people who have helped more people close on multifamily homes specifically than Matt and I in the country right now. If you know of them, please let us know. We are the number one conductors on the above ground railroad. Yes, the above ground railroad, which is multifamily real estate. If you know of somebody who has helped more people close on multifamily homes than Matt and I, let us know. At this current moment, we are not aware of anybody. And so we actually are the shortcut. You think 15 hours of curriculum with Matt is a lot? Oh, I don't have that much time. We are the shortcut. So what's your alternative? To go at it alone and make mistakes? We don't want that for you. We know that if you buy this first property right, it actually will set you up. You'll be able to do it a second time and a third time. And so we want to make sure that you do it right. Okay. And so you're going to get the purchaser pass deal analyzer. I saw some of you asking for this in chat earlier on. We don't just give stuff like this away for free. This is invaluable, right? Again, the only thing that beats a cash offer is a fast offer. And so this is where we'll teach you what these 23 numbers are so that you know how to evaluate a deal. Down here in the lower right, the financial model will tell you whether to purchase or pass on the deal. We don't make emotional decisions when it comes to real estate. They are purely economic, okay? You also get the Multifamily Movement Real Estate Investor Workbook right here. This is the workbook that has all of my mental models and all the tools that you need to go through the course, okay? All of it is in here for you. For instance, we have this page on the hidden value and hidden costs. You take this into an open house with you and you check these boxes. Hidden value, I see it here, I see it here. Hidden costs, I see it here, I see it here. You literally keep this in your purse, your car, your briefcase with you, and this will guide you all the way to the finish line, right? So then the final hurdle to get over is, how do I scale? And this is where Matt is going to show you how to explore different types of financing options beyond FHA. So Matt, you want to break down the Homebuyer's Blueprint Volume 2?
Yeah, so with Volume 2 now is when you go into that next level. So, and I strategically left out rehab loans out of Volume 1 because rehab loans is a whole different animal by itself, right? So if you really want to start thinking like the investor, most investors are not going to buy, for the majority, they're not going to buy turnkey properties. Most of them want to buy homes that are distressed, the worst on the block. You hear the saying, buy the ugliest house in the best neighborhood, right? And this is what the Home Buyers Volume 2 is going to teach you, right? Is how to use FHA 203K, Fannie Mae Homestyle Rehab Loans. We talk about hard money and construction loans, all in the Home Buyers Blueprint Volume 2. It also comes with the twice a month call. So the whole entire Home Buyers Blueprint community, whether you got Volume 1 or Volume 2, are part of these monthly, twice a month calls that I have. And we're breaking down all the rehab loans on these calls as well. And what I love about these live calls, like you said, the accountability, Julian, there's so many people that try to find a lender to do a rehab loan, and that loan officer has no clue about rehab loans. And it's an absolute nightmare. Even the realtor, for the most part, don't really know about rehab loans, right? And this is why I put together Volume 2. And Volume 2 is about almost 5.5 hours of content. So it's not, the pre-recorded content is not as long as Volume 1, because Volume 2 is straight to the point, right? So if you don't take Volume 1 and you don't have a clear understanding of the process, then you should not take Volume 2 or go to Volume 2 yet, because it's a little bit more advanced, right? So in that one, we have an interview with a contractor. We have an interview with a HUD consultant as well, along with a realtor as well, who specializes in 203K loans. So we're teaching you how to interview the right realtors, how to hire the right contractors, how to hire the right HUD consultants. I mean, all of this, all in a blueprint, Volume 2, and it will be included in the package that we're offering you guys today. So not only are you getting, like Julian said, 6 calls a month, the Home Buyers Blueprint Volume 1, which is 15 hours, then you got the Home Buyers Blueprint Volume 2, which is another 5 hours, so that's 20 hours of pre-recorded content. The Multifamily Master Plan looks like a good 10 to 20 hours of pre-recorded content as well. So you probably got to combine 30 to 40 hours of pre-recorded content plus those 6 calls every single month within this package that's going to give you that accountability, right?
Yeah.
And that structure that you guys need to take your career and take your wealth to that next level with real estate.
Yeah, and don't be overwhelmed by those. Every module might not be relevant to you. So what we recommend is 30 minutes a day or 4 hours per week. 30 minutes a day, 4 hours per week. That is it, okay? Every module might not be relevant to you. So 30 minutes a day or 4 hours per week. That's all we're asking to get this knowledge downloaded into you. We know that many of you are not free and you're working on the corporate plantation. You come home tired, right? And this is what we're trying to get you off of. So you will have to create space in your life to reposition yourself for something new and something different. And so this is
you're going to have to study. You're going to have to study, right? You're not going to go out here and try to execute at a high level without studying. I still study to this day.
Fact.
Right? Every single day we are studying our craft to become better. So what makes you guys different?
Yeah, 100%. So if you don't believe that this is possible for you, we want to show you some examples of some of our students who are blowing it through the roof. No pun intended. This is Jimmy. Jimmy, in less than 1.4 years, has acquired 21 doors. Right? He says, thanks, Julian. Our goal was 50 doors and we are halfway there. 1.4 years controlling over $1.9 million of real estate. Didn't need an MBA to get to my next million. How much does an MBA cost? MBA is at least 100 racks, right? And I've helped him and his wife, Candace, position themselves to acquire almost $2 million of real estate in less than a year and a half, okay? So this is our, now you think 21 doors is a lot? Julius has acquired 28 doors in 7 months, following the blueprint that Matt and I are laying out, okay? Fast forward a few days, my wife will turn 40 and we've closed on 8 real estate deals worth $2.65. Actually, we've closed on 2 deals so far in August, making it a special birthday present to her. For those of you who are brothers out here, you talking about showing up for your significant other, we got to be on Hallmark cards and flowers, y'all. How about you gift your significant other real estate? How many of you are willing to play at that level to take care of your family and your seed in that way, okay? And I know, ladies, I know y'all bosses out here too, okay? Y'all can play at this level too, but Julius is just an example. He's gifting his wife properties for her 40th birthday to make sure that they are free, okay? So this is the power of what we are teaching, and we know that it's possible for all of you once you get the information, okay? So here's the route to success, right? This is not just some courses, not some information, some logins, and you never log in. That's not how we operate, okay? So step one is the education. This is where you get the Blueprint 1, Blueprint 2, and the Multifamily Master Plan. Step two is that we pair you with a lender that we know of or trust to make sure that you get the best terms on your deals. So in the state that Matt operates in, you'll be able to work with Matt's team. And in the other states, we have lenders or a referral network of lenders who we trust who will be able to help finance you on the deals you're looking to do. Okay. That's a key part of the equation.
Absolutely. Step three, everybody's vetted.
Everybody's vetted. But it's not just lenders. We've also vetted real estate agents all across the country in the major markets. Okay. So you're going to be able to tap into our network of real estate agents who have also been vetted, who also understand multifamily real estate deals. Okay. So this is the power of what we're bringing to you. We're bringing to you not only the information, we're also bringing to you everybody who you need to execute on the information. That's unheard of. Okay. That's unheard of. You can read Rich Dad Poor Dad all you want. There's not one phone number in Rich Dad Poor Dad. Not one. Not one email address in Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's not going to get you to the finish line. It'll inspire you. It won't get you to the finish line. And so that's what we're seeking to help you do. And then finally, you're going to get access to our online network. This is actually a platform that I've spent over five figures on, a community I developed where we evaluate all our deals and we share off-market deals with one another through the Purchase or Pass Deal Analyzer. Okay. So this is the movement in real life. We got people meeting up all over the country. This is 200 of us in New Orleans for the Generational Wealth Conference. And when you put everything that we just shared with you together, everything that we're offering you is worth $8,496. And we can juxtapose this to an MBA for $100,000. Okay. Right. $8,496. And we could charge this right now. There are real estate programs out there that charge way more than this. And do I believe that those real estate programs are worth it? My answer is yes. Because guess what? Even if somebody was to charge me $30,000 for real estate education like this, I would pay for it because I made more than $30,000 in real estate. I've already got my return on investment, and this knowledge and this skill set is going to be with me for the rest of my life. My return is going to be infinite on that. Okay. Now we're not charging $30,000. Again, you can go to get4321.com. Again, that's get4321.com. So your options to join right now. Option one is it's going to feel free, but it's going to cost you the most, and that's you do nothing. Yep. It's going to feel free, but it's going to cost you the most. It's going to cost you the most in terms of time, money, and mistakes. Right. And that's you do nothing and you get off this webinar and you can keep doing using the same thinking that you have, keep doing what you've been doing. And then when we bump to you at Invest Fest next year or the year after that, you in the same place talking about, man, I'm still trying to get my first property. You're going to have to miss me with that because we've given you the opportunity. Huh?
We're giving you the opportunity and the most expensive thing is in life is what we don't know. Right. Facts. The most expensive things in life is what we don't know. So you always got to remember that too. So pick your poison.
Pick your poison. Pick your poison. And real estate at this rate, at these rate of appreciation, it's only going to get harder and harder and harder to play the game. Right. It's going to get harder and harder. And so the longer you wait, waiting is not going to help you in any way in this game whatsoever. Oh, I'm waiting for the market to crash. You keep waiting. And then all those investors buy it cash and you're still waiting. There's literally going to come to a point in real estate, this is probably going to be around 2025, where it's going to be impossible for anybody who's renting to ever own. You can mark my words. There's going to become a line where the prices have appreciated so much that anybody who is renting will never, ever own because they won't have enough money to actually get into the game. So you want to get into this game as quickly as possible. So for those of you who are ready to make this play, right, to run this play and want to play the long-term game, you can join the program, the 4321 strategy, for $2,997. $2,997. You can go to get4321.com. But, you know, given that it's Black Friday,
let's do a little better than that. It's Black Friday, bro.
It's Black Friday. You know what we're going to do? We originally sold this for $2,997. Since it's Black Friday, what are we going to do? We're going to scratch that out. We're going to scratch that out. And we're going to let you get $500 more off. So for those of you who were on the first webinar and didn't move, oh, that's a little on my edge, et cetera. There you go. We just knocked it down $500 additional dollars. You're saving $1,495 when you do the one pay. For most of y'all, that's the equivalent of 1 to 2 months of rent and mortgage expense. All we're asking is the equivalent of 1 to 2 months of rent and mortgage expense to put you in position to never, ever, 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 ever have to pay rent or mortgage ever again. We think that's a very fair trade. Matt, you got anything to say?
Look, man, go to get4321.com right now. This is almost free. when you really think about it, the amount of information, the amount of access that you're going to have, the resources that you guys will have, the resources that Julian and myself provide, you can't Google it. You know what I'm saying? You can't get it on YouTube University. This is an exclusive, like, secret society, you know, the Home Buyers Blueprint and the multifamily communities. You know, our people are informed, they're educated, and they're prepared. You know what I'm saying? They're ready to go. And they're closing at a high velocity. And, you know, we're not even showing, you know, what we showed you, the success stories, that's only a small part. You know, we could probably spend the whole webinar talking about all the success stories that Julie and I have had together and separately over the past couple of years. We're helping people achieve their dream of building wealth with real estate through multifamily investing. So for this price, it's a Black Friday special, guys. Do not wait. Do not hesitate, because this sale is going to end right after the holidays.
Yep, that's it. Just facts, man. I had 8 closings this week. 8 of my students closed this week.
Yeah, I mean, this month we already over 20 deals closed on my end. So, you know, you're talking about 28, and we still, you know, got a couple more days left in the month.
I got 2 more students closing today, so we're gonna add on. So.
And that's just who we're helping with the financing, you know what I'm saying, directly. That's not the indirect people that are closing.
Right.
You know, that I help as well.
Can't even measure that.
It can't even measure it. It's too hard to measure everybody who's closing, right? So we just want you guys to be a part of those people that we're shouting out and we're celebrating that are closing on multifamily homes.
Yeah, so this is Brandon. He said, Julian Gordon, thanks to you, bro. I was apprehensive at first to take your class due to the price point. I thought I could have learned from YouTube University, laugh out loud. In retrospect, you dropped too many jewels for me to count. One example saved me $1,200 by making the lenders compete. It was money well spent. For any new people reading this, Julian is a truth, good people, and has a wealth of knowledge. Appreciate all that you do, good brother, and the profound impact that you make on so many. So right out the gates, because we taught him how to make lenders compete, he saved $1,200. And guess what? He got his FHA appraisal. FHA appraisal came in at $14,000 above our offer. For no required repairs. So he's literally stepping into equity. He made a $2,000 plus investment and has already got 7x that, right, out the gates, because he followed the blueprint. Okay. Absolutely. So this is the power of what we're teaching. And so for those of you who think this is expensive, you have to know the difference between expensive and expansive. Because guess what? December 1st, rent is due. December 1st, your mortgage is still due. That's what's expensive. That is money that is leaving your family forever, and it's not coming back. Okay, so find yourself on this rent chart. Let's say your rent is $1,200 a month, right? So 1 year from now, Matt and I bump into you at InvestFest, okay? What's gonna be more expensive to you? $2,497 or $14,000? Which one is gonna be more expensive? Or we bump into you 5 years from now when EYL is dominating the whole situation. They're already biggest, right? They're even bigger.
We're gonna be the biggest ever. At that
ever
point.
Ever, right? Ever, ever. And you $72,000 in the hole because you didn't take action. $72,000 when you could have paid $2,500, got the game, and been in multiple properties. 5 years from now, we're giving you a 4-year plan. 5 years from now, you should have 10 doors at least if you execute on this blueprint that we've laid out. But you're either going to choose that to be have 10 doors 4 years from now, or you're going to be $72,000 in the hole in rent, money that you'll never see again. Okay, so you have to understand the difference between expensive and expansive, right? And so rent is due December 1st. I'm gonna be collecting it. Are you? Matt's gonna be collecting it. Are you gonna be collecting it? Or are you gonna be paying it? When are you gonna get on the other side of the equation? Because you can if you just follow the blueprint. Now, we are making available. We already got quite a few students on the first webinar, okay? And we're only looking for 100 more. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do 75 full pays, okay? 75 full pays. And what we're going to do is, because we know that it is holiday, some of you are living on the edge and trying to provide for your family and don't have $2,497. Now, don't say you don't have $2,497, but then when I come by your house, I see all kinds of Jordans and electronics and clothes under your Christmas tree. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't have me bump into
you.
You
know that's going to happen.
Don't let me show up at Walmart or Best Buy. You talking about I was on your webinar, but I don't have the money, but I see a 72-inch TV in your hands. Don't do it. Don't do it, okay? So for those of you who don't have $2,497 because you've been on the corporate plantation, you underpaid, et cetera, but you know you want this, we're going to open up 25 payment plans, only 25 payment plans for those who are serious. And the way that payment plan is going to work is it's going to be $499 a month for 8 months. Actually, that was what we offered last month, but since it is Black Friday, Matt, that's some pressure on me.
Look, we gotta cut that down. It's the holiday season.
We're gonna give you $499 back. And instead of it being 8 payments, it'll only be 7 payments.
Mm. There you have it.
So you still got $499 to go trick on Black Friday. Go trick that. But let's go get this asset that pay for every Black Friday going forward, where you ain't gotta worry about Black Friday, where your kids can get everything that they want as long as you're not spoiling them too much. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we don't want to be giving our kids expenses and liabilities. We want to give them assets and cash flow. You setting up, you over here choosing, looking at magazines, got websites open, getting emails started, et cetera. You ready to buy expenses and liabilities for yourself and your family. We're trying to show you how to buy assets and income. Which one is going to set your family up for success? Okay. Sometimes you're going to have to make some sacrifices. And so this is what we're offering. Now, when you go to get4321.com, we have some good news for you. We don't want you to go through this alone. This is a family affair. And so guess what? You get to bring somebody close to you on this journey with you.
Absolutely.
This could be your best friend, which is your spouse or your homie, your blood, which is your siblings, parents, or kids, or your business partner who you're going to invest with. Why would we do this? Because Matt and I care about your accountability. And since we can't be in every city and every state tapping you on your shoulder, checking in on you, we're going to be on those calls with you. We'd rather you have somebody who is also committed to this journey by your side. Okay. And so we're giving you permission. We're giving you permission to bring someone else with you on this journey for free. If you need to go split the cost with them, you can do that. And y'all can handle that via Cash App, Venmo, et cetera. But one person will have the master account and will take the lead. Okay. We want to empower families on when we're having our calls. You should have us up on the big screen with the HDMI, and your entire family should be sitting in the living room. Some of you are watching this webinar alone. Okay. You're watching it. You've been trying to succeed on your own. But when you look at the world's most successful people, you look at EYL and everybody that's at the top of it, they move as a pack. All the world's most successful people move as a pack, but you want to be the one exception of the person who did it by themselves. You don't have to be. Okay. And so you get to bring somebody through the program with you. This is Velveeta. She closed on our fourplex in Los Angeles. This is a sister who was supportive in her process. She gave her a shout out in her post. This is Victor and Michelle Dorner. They're going through this process together as a couple as they prepare for retirement. So if you take action tonight, we're going to give you an extra ticket to the Generational Wealth Conference. That is my conference, okay? That is happening in January. We're going to give you an extra ticket for your buddy that's worth $599 if you join tonight, okay? That's my way of saying thank you and celebrating those who are serious and take action. Again, there's only 75 one pays and only 25 payment plans, okay? So whichever one is best for you, you want to make sure that you get in. Once we get to that 300, we're closing it down for the year. We're going to focus on helping those 300 people close, and we're going to be documenting that process so that you can all see, all right?
Don't be on the outside. Don't be on the outside, people.
No, you don't do that. So we also get, Matt said, you know, boosting your credit score from 580 to 660 is going to help your interest. We're giving you Tanya Rapley's credit etiquette course to boost your credit score by 50 to 150 points to get your interest rate down, which is literally going to save you tens of thousands of dollars. I'm going to give you my REI tax secrets. This is going to show you how I saved $278,000 in taxes on a $300,000 property. You heard that right. $278,000 in taxes saved on a $300,000 property. I'm going to give you that program. You're also going to get my overnight success Airbnb course. I have a six-figure Airbnb business. I'm going to give that to you as part of this offer. This is April. She's making $10,000 a month on her first property. She got a fourplex in Virginia Beach. She lives in one unit. She's getting $10,000 a month from Airbnb. She got free off first property because she Airbnb'd every other unit instead of doing market rate tenant. And then you're also going to get access to the Purchaser Pass Deal Analyzer online. This is the software that I built out that only our students have access to. Only our students. It's not open to the public. Okay. And this is where we analyze all of our deals. This is the platform. This is where we share off-market deals with one another. This is also where you will be able to connect with other people who are in your market. This is the Orlando market right there. These are beautiful people there. You also get to access our real estate Rolodex by market. So you're going to find the contractors, the inspectors, the lenders, agents, in that market, they're already be laid out for you. You don't even have to do the work because the communities are a mastermind and put them into the platform, okay? We also have market meetups all over the country. This is St. Louis, this is Brooklyn, Baton Rouge, Atlanta, Dallas. You are plugging into a family. You will not be in just an online course trying to figure this out on your own. We have market meetups that are bi-weekly or monthly in certain markets, and you will be able to plug into a full functioning family. Okay. I know you're the golden child in your family. Everybody looks to you, right? But your family only goes as far as you go. And so this is your opportunity to plug into a family that's committed to creating regenerational wealth and entering into the asset class. And then for those of you who are looking to scale, who already have a single family home, Matt and I will show you how to reverse yourself out of that and still scale up your portfolio through the Home Buyer Blueprint 1 and through the Home Buyer Blueprint 2 and the Fuel It module that I put together as well. Okay. So again, the bonus ticket for the Generational Wealth Conference, you get one with your membership, but if you join before midnight tonight, okay, this Black Friday, you will get an extra one for your buddy. Again, that's worth $599. This is everything that you get right here laid out. I'll show you an image of it. Together, all of that would be $11,000, $11,085. You do not have to pay that, okay? It's $2,497, literally a fraction, 22% of that. You're getting 77, 78% off for that's this Black Friday. Huh?
That's amazing.
78% off. Okay. That's amazing. Like, it's 1 to 2 months of rent to put you in position and never have to pay a housing expense for the rest of your life. So this was my first deal in Brooklyn, right? I had no clue that it would unfold in this way. And I'm so glad it did. But guess what? Had I had Matt and myself then and know what I know now, my portfolio would be double the size it is today. Okay. So we're trying to help you get to where we are a lot faster, safer, and easier, because this is how your portfolio grows over time. You get that first property, then you knock down that domino, and then you get the next and the next and the next. And this is how my wealth is. This is why I have a $5 million real estate portfolio today. It starts with one, though. You have to learn how to buy right. And once you learn that skill set, right, then you'll be able to continue to do it over and over and over again. So when you join, you're going to get onboarded. You're going to get your deal analyzer. You'll start the online course, whether you choose to start with Matt's course or mine, or you can do both simultaneously. You'll go through orientation. We'll have our weekly deal room calls. You'll have your break bread session with Matt, and you'll start your first challenge. And as of now, you can join for $499 per month for just 7 months. It used to be 8 months. So you can take advantage of this Black Friday special, or $2,497 one time for access to everything immediately. Okay. When you're on the payment plan, your modules will be dripped to you month by month by month as your payments come in. When you do the full pay, you get access to everything immediately. Okay. If you miss the deadline or you are not in the 100, the price will jump to $4,997 and you will have missed out. The price will literally double. And this is what the price will be as we go into the new year. So you want to take advantage of this last opportunity to be part of that 300. That's all we're doing is rounding out that 300. We got 100 spaces available, 75 full pays, okay, and 25 monthly payment plans. So if you're ready to go, go ahead and lock in your spot right now. That's get4321.com, right? What are you waiting for? Real estate prices are continuing to rise all over the country. And the more they rise, the harder it's going to be for you to get in the game. At the same time, interest rates are at an historically all-time low. We can borrow money for 30 years at 3%. If you look at the interest rates that boomers had to face when they're buying their McMansions, they were paying anywhere from 8 to 14% on mortgages. If interest rates are 8 to 14%, Matt and I would not be in the game of real estate. So You have an opportunity of a lifetime to get in the game and to borrow money at very cheap. And this is the cost of waiting. Look, the same house at 3% interest rate versus 4% interest rate, the total interest is going to be $165,000 at 3%. If you wait and you allow the interest to go up to 4%, now you're paying $226,000. That's $60,000 more that you pay for the same exact house, all because you decided to procrastinate. And you worried about $2,497, and you'd rather pay $60,000 additional in interest for the same exact property? Come on. This opportunity is once in a... Come on.
That's why we said success loves speed, brother. Success loves speed. And yesterday's price won't be today's price.
Oh, it definitely won't, because this is just for Black Friday. Okay. This is just for Black Friday. You have until Sunday at midnight Eastern Standard Time to take advantage of this, right? But for those of you who want that fast action bonus, which is the extra ticket to Generational Wealth Conference, which is in January, you want to take advantage of that tonight. And again, the 100, you may come back, the timer may still be going, but there may be no more space, because we're only doing 75 one pays and 25 payment plans. So for those of you who did not get the down payment, did not text earlier, Here is the number. Text get free to 844-901-3239. Again, that's get free to 844-901-3239. This is our way of saying thank you for showing up, for being here on Black Friday. You could be shopping somewhere, buying expenses and liabilities, but instead you're here focused on acquiring assets, because as Matt's sweatshirt says, we all about assets over liabilities, y'all. And so you being here for an hour and a half on Black Friday shows that that's what you care about too. And we actually don't want that to just be a hashtag or a slogan or a sweatshirt. We want that to be your actual real life experience. So with that, we want to say thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. We look forward to seeing you in the program. In fact, we got class Sunday, y'all. Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you're ready to go, you want to get in, complete orientation, and let's make sure that this is the last Thanksgiving that you break bread in that apartment. This is the last Christmas that you were going to have in your apartment. This is the last New Year's that you were going to have in that apartment. This is the last birthday party that you're going to have in that apartment. If you follow this blueprint, that will be true for you, okay? So refuse to renew your lease. Come get on board. Join at get4321.com, and we will see you on Sunday, and Matt will see you at his first break bread session.
All right, y'all. So look, that was an amazing, amazing session. Like Julian said, to get the free gift, text get free to the number that he had up there. I don't remember the number, but you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
The 844-901-3239. That's very important. Take advantage of all that free money. OPM is the way to scale also. So take advantage, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Julian, this was a phenomenal presentation. I hope we can reach our goal, because like you said, this is the above ground railroad, and we're going to free 300 people together in 2022. Yeah. And we hope the folks that are sitting here on Black Friday watching this want to be free. And I need you guys to type in the chat right now, I will not renew my lease. I will not renew my lease. Type that in the chat, and we need to see you guys on the other side. The Black home ownership rate is 42%. We got to increase that as a community, but we also got to increase our wealth at the same time. So we're going to teach you guys how to buy smart, how to buy right, and how to use real estate financing to scale your business. And, you know, hopefully we see you guys on the other side. Julian class is this Sunday. My break bread session is going to be the week after that, or the Thursday after that. So hopefully we see you guys in both our classes coming up this week. And remember, don't wait, don't hesitate, because this is going to end and the price will go up ASAP. So that's all I got for them, Julian.
That's all. All right, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Happy Black Friday. Happy Black Friday. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to all. I hope everybody enjoyed their family time and is going to continue to enjoy their family time. I hope you guys are watching this with your family members.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if not, share this with them so they can watch it as well, because you get a buddy pass. So you got to use that wisely, man. So spread this wealth, spread this knowledge, and we're going to see you guys on the other side.
All right, y'all. Much love. 2022. All right, y'all.
2022. Let's do it. The Above Ground Railroad. Let's go.
That's what it is. Peace.
All right, y'all. Peace.